From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Thai Navy says at least four boys among a group of 12 and their soccer coach have been rescued from a cave where they had been trapped for over 2 weeks. The four boys rescued Sunday have been taken to a hospital. The 13 people disappeared after venturing into the cave June 23rd. Rains from the moon, monsoon season, and diminishing oxygen level threatened their safety. One diver died Thursday during the rescue effort since it began. In the days since they were found in the cave, the kids have written notes to their families expressing optimism and encouraging them not to worry. The 25-year-old soccer coach has written as well, thanking people for support and apologizing to the parents of the boys. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ended 2 days of meetings in North Korea trying to come up with a denuclearization plan from Pyongyang. From Pyongyang, Secretary Pompeo went on to Tokyo to meet with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts, where he said sanctions on North Korea will remain for now. He downplayed North Korea's accusation that the U.S. had made gangster-like demands that abandon its nuclear program and that their talks were regrettable.
Look, people are going to make stray comments after meetings. If I paid attention to what the press said, I'd go nuts, and I refuse to do that. I am determined to achieve the commitment that President Trump made, and I am counting on Chairman Kim to be determined to follow through on the commitment that he made.
Pyongyang said the outcome of the talks was very concerning. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday the Taliban rocketed a high-profile emergency security meeting in the troubled southeastern Ghazni province that wounded at least two soldiers and several civilians in the process. Taliban fighters fired several rockets. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's attorney said Sunday that the president's legal team is close to determining that he will not sit for an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller in his investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign. Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor and Trump's lead attorney, told ABC News and CNN that Trump's lawyers want evidence from Mueller's investigators that Trump engaged in wrongdoing before agreeing to let him be questioned. Giuliani told ABC that we've been through everything on collusion and obstruction. We can't find any incriminating anything, and we need a basis for this investigation. Mueller has been investigating Russian links to the Trump campaign and whether the president obstructed justice by firing James Comey, the former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who was heading the agency's Russia probe. President Trump will on Monday announce his nominee for Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. The announcement is likely to set off a major confirmation battle in the Senate, where Republicans hold a narrow majority and opposition Democrats say they are ready for a fight over Trump's court pick. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is one of them.
The Republicans control the votes in the Senate, but we have the American people on our side. The vast majority of American people, shown by poll after poll, want Roe v. Wade to be preserved.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, as did President Trump's Supreme Court advisor, Leonard Leo. He dismisses the argument that Trump should not appoint a justice who could be hearing arguments in the Russian meddling investigation.
I think that's a red herring. There are always issues that an executive branch and president deal with on a regular basis that are extraordinarily important and controversial, and we don't hold up Supreme Court nominations or confirmations for those.
Legal analysts noted that Kennedy's departure leaves a critical void on the high court. He was often a member of 5-4 majority decisions on the high court, and now conservatives see a chance to solidify their majority on the Supreme Court for years to come. Haiti's government suspended sharp fuel price increases after widespread violence broke out in the capital and elsewhere. News reports said that there was at least one death in the 2 days of protest. The proposal followed an agreement with the International Monetary Fund to stop subsidizing energy prices so more of the budget could be put toward social services and improved infrastructure. The leaders of Eritrea and Ethiopia embraced at Asmara International Airport Sunday. It's a historic moment in what has long been one of Africa's most entrenched conflicts. The meeting between the two continues a thawing of relations between the countries. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.